walking everywhere.
Listening to WGXC Accra. What up, Hudson Catskill? 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's how you cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
A new outdoor summer concert series in the town of Greenville begins on July 6th, and it's listed in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org. WGXC volunteer programmer Brad Monkel helped put together the series that runs July 6th through August 17th and includes jazz, bluegrass, and rock bands. The Michael Benedict Quartet starts things off on Tuesday, July 6th.
Pentecostal fire, stirring something new.
was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it,
of dry bones rattling. Oh, don't you love it? That's a new one by Elevation Worship, beloved. And you know they're referencing Ezekiel 37, chapter 37, where God takes Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones in a vision and asks the prophet, can these dry bones live? We get a glimpse into the wisdom of Ezekiel, who said, Lord, you know. And then the Lord began to show him, speak to the dry bones. Yes, power came in through the spoken word, beloved. Well, we're here with a word for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We have the help of some of our friends, our music artists. And yes, we're going to be back with more of that. I got my teapot going. Yes, it's summer. It's summer in the Northeast right here in good old New York State. But I like my tea in the morning. So that's the little whistle you hear in the background. But we're going to continue. We got back-to-back music for you, more in store. How y'all doing out there? I hope you're doing better today now that you're here with There's a Bright Side Somewhere and me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. We got some more for you. And we're going to do what we do. How you doing, Mr. Martin? How you doing this morning, my brother?
I am well. And you?
Well, I am well, too. And we're glad to be here with you, making this all happen for all of us.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. So listen, beloved, this is what we have lined up for you today. Believe for it, Miss CC Wine-In. Yes, gotta believe. You gotta believe. Miss Tasha Cobbs, shall not want. Sister Margot Locust down there and wherever she is in the South over there somewhere. I forget what state she in now, but beloved of God up here in Columbia County to all of us. Shout out to you, Margot. She celebrated her birthday the other day, the big 6-0. Yes, she did. And to her husband, Kenny, our prayers are with you. She turned me on to this song, beloved, Shall Not Want. Yes, Lord. And I know that's the truth. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. We want you to be blessed by that. And that's another one by Elevation Worship. We have In Jesus' Name by B.B. Wine-Ins. And then we have You Keep Hope Alive by John Reddick. God of This City by Chris Tomlin. And then after that, those back-to-backs, we'll be back with more spiritual social commentary for today, Sunday, June 27th. The year of our Lord 2021. And here we go with CC Wine-Ins. Believe for it, beloved. Believe for your miracle today.
That They say this mountain can't be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name.
The impossible. Speak to the mountain and command it to move. You said it, I believe it. You said it, it is done. You said it, I believe it. You said
you. In the valley, and I shall not. Oh, 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 oh. this life is over, I'm gonna live again. I'm gonna trade this cross for a crown. No, this is not the end. And when you call my name, I will take my right. There's a mansion in glory, and you're gonna meet me there. I shall not walk. I shall not walk. He will wipe every tear from my eyes. I shall not walk. I shall not walk. When he's on my side, I shall not walk. I'll be home in his presence forever. I shall not walk. For the Lord is my shepherd in the valley. For the Lord is my shepherd when I'm lacking. For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I've got everything that I need. Your goodness and your mercy.
Things are possible.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is where there is a bright side. Yes, beloved, there is a bright side somewhere right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org every Sunday morning. And we are in Jesus' name rejoicing this morning. Mr. B.B. Winans, yes, in Jesus' name. All of my blessings are in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Say Jesus,
Jesus,
he's forever the same. Jesus,
Jesus.
Days may be darkest, but your light is greater. You light our way, God, you light our way. When evil is rising, you're rising higher. With power to save, with power to save.
Because you are alive. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. The greater things have yet to come. God of this city, you're the King of this people, you're the Lord of this nation. You are, you're the light in this darkness, you're the hope to the hopeless, you're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like
Somebody said the best is yet to come. Greater things are yet to be done. Not just in this city or my city or your city, but in this county, your county, in this country. If you believe it, say amen right where you are. Amen. Listen, beloved, before I go into my thoughts for today, and I want to just take a moment to recognize those who are grieving on today for various reasons. My heart goes out to you. My thoughts and prayers are with you. I don't say that in tongue in cheek. We pray for those who grieve on every Friday morning as our ministry focus. We hope that you are being lifted, encouraged, and comforted by our prayers, and even today hearing and knowing that you are being prayed for. I want to also say in that regard, our thoughts and prayers and heart goes out for those in Miami, where, you know, the news has reported to us that a building collapsed in Miami in the middle of the night while people slept in their beds or were watching their late night programs or just having that family time with their loved ones. Their lives were interrupted, some cut off, and some forever changed. We are praying for you, for all the responders. And then, you know, we're not so narrow in our thinking as to not consider that there are people who are grieving around the world for various reasons as well. But I just thank God that I know that God sees and knows and cares. I know that God stirs up godly men and women and people to help people when they need help. And so shout out to all of you. I want to ask your attention with me, to attend with me to the word of God. I want to talk from the book of Romans chapter 12 today, talking about community on last Sunday. And shout out to Mr. Martin, our beloved friend, co-host, audio engineer, who together with a team led by Miss Tanya Jackson and also Mr. Cameron Melville, presented with a whole host of other people a wonderful Juneteenth celebration, the second Juneteenth celebration here in the County Columbia and at the city of Hudson. Shout out to our mayor and all who helped make it possible with their grants. I don't know the list. I'm sorry. I can't shout you all out. People who have contributed with their time, their talent, and their treasure to make it such a wonderful community event and such a memorable occasion. And I also, last night or yesterday, I was attending a similar event. It was called The Takeover in Queens, New York, where I shout out Miss Tennille Williams, the daughter of the late Detective Keith L. Williams, his wife, his widow, and my good friend. Rita labored for many years with fundraisers to provide scholarships to young people to go to college in his name. And she worked to get the park where they used to play together, romance together, and hang out, where he ran a basketball clinic for young people. That park was named after him a couple of years ago, as well as the street. And his daughter, Tennille, picked up the banner and picked up the work and just put her heart and soul into it. Gave another wonderful community event yesterday in Queens. And I'm looking forward to the community events that are coming here in Columbia County. We had a wonderful Flag Day. We had a wonderful Juneteenth. The Black Art Cultural Festival will be coming up later in August. And then God belong in our county, we'll be doing our end of summer events in September in the county as well. And, you know, all of that just has me thinking about the community and the power of unity in the community, the need for unity in our community. And it seems that all the continuing attack against unity, the attack for division and discord, you know, it was said that, you know, together we stand and divided we fall. Divided we fall. And I just want to bring that into remembrance and raise that in our psyches, that all of these efforts to divide us, whether blue state or red state, whether political party or political personality or political person, that division and discord will only call us to ruination as a nation. The word of God in Romans 12 and 5 and other scriptures, so many, too many that I can go into in the time allotted to me, but in Romans 12 and 5, we read these words: so being many members in one body and all, excuse me, I'm reading from verse 4 right now, and all members that have not the same office, have not the same call, have not the same gift, have not the same capability or ability or perspective pursuant to the call. We don't all share the same thought, the same view. We don't. And that's okay. In verse 5, it says, so we being many are one body, and this is a letter to Christians, in Christ, and everyone members of one another. Everyone members of one another. I speak to my brothers and sisters who are Christian, who follow the teaching, the life of Jesus Christ, who claim the benefit and blessing of his death, life, and resurrection, life, death, and resurrection, rather, to remember his call to us, that we are one body, beloved. He told us in the word of God, can the ear say to the eyes, I have no need of you, or the nose to the mouth, I have no need of you, or the arm to the leg, I have no need of you. No, we need all those members of our body that our bodies will fitly function and work the way they were designed to work. So it is in the body of Christ. There's this temperament in the body of Christ, schisms that are going on. People are saying, if you don't believe in the political perspective that I hold, I have no need of you. If you don't support the political candidates and the political policies that I raise, I have no need of you. Unfortunately, there are people whose pastors talk to them and teach them that way. I have no need. We have no need of people who do not hold our views about gay people and lesbians and transgenders. We have no need of Christians who believe that we should take care of the immigrants that are at our borders. We need to look out for ourselves and our own resources. I have no need of those. They think that you're compromising and that you're conforming to a plan to somehow throw down America. But beloved, there's no God like our God. If we do what he asks us to do, the way he asks us to do it, he's more than able to provide. He's more than able to supply all of our needs. Oh, I wish I had more time, but I'm running out of time right now. But I just want you to remember that in the word community, there is a word unity. And in the Christian community today, in our area, perhaps where you live, certainly you've seen it on the television. You've heard it on some of the Christian broadcasting. I implore you to listen not only with your human ears to what you're being told by people who have the airwaves like myself, but that you will listen with your heart and the spirit ear to what God says and what God truly wants for us. He tells us, amen, that we are one body and we are members of one body, and that we all have different functions, different capacity, different ability. But when we come together, oh my goodness, if we could do that for Juneteenth, and we could do that for the great takeover where families were enjoying and no violence and no discord, no big I's and little U's. If we could do that, what a wonderful, wonderful city, county, country this will be. That's my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are right here where there is a bright side being shown every Sunday morning. A bright side is somewhere right here on WGXC with me. We got a little bit more music for you, music with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul. And then we're going to get ready to go. So coming up for your listening pleasure and to minister to you, we have Power of Love. Yes, it's about the love. It's a love thing. People all over the world, join hands and get on the love train with Miss Jacqueline Carr, the Power of Love. We'll be back after that.
World embraced in this world. We're all one people. We're the ones to show love. We're the ones that can change this place.
Beloved, we can change this place, and we're doing it, and we've done it, and we're going to keep on doing it till it gets to where we need it to be. Somebody say amen with me. I want to give a shout out to all the pastors who are teaching unity, who are teaching love, who are standing up against division and discord and disunity. Even, hallelujah, those who are not of the Christian faith tradition, but just love God, because the love of God is what will do it. We love God as we love our neighbor, and love our neighbor as we love ourselves. My goodness, what a world, what a change we can make. Well, I'm getting ready to get out of here. I want to say shout out to everybody who's celebrating birthdays this month as we close out, and welcome to summer. Yes, we are in summer, can't you? You know it because you can feel it, right? Well, I hope that you all and we all will enjoy a happy, healthy, and a safe summer. And next Sunday, we'll be celebrating 4th of July. So let's get ready for that. praying for you in safety with that too. Shout out to my son who will be celebrating his birthday on the 4th of July. And Mr. Low Key, who celebrates his birthday 4th of July, and all of you too. Well, till we speak again, remember never to forget that God loves you. Pastor Kim loves you too. And there is a bright side somewhere. No matter how low the clouds may hang, how gray the day, the sun is still there, still shining. Evidence, proof positive, there is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip, beloved. God bless you till we speak again. And we out. One last song for you, though, as we go. Keep on hoping. Keep on hoping. Riley Clemens has this one for you.
The weight of the world is getting heavier now. Feels like it's far too much to carry around. And each and every little time that you fall starts looking like the end of it all. Somewhere hidden in the noise there's a truth, someone to believe and hang on to. And each and every little word that you hear, I pray that one thing would be so clear. With all those voices in your head, just don't ever forget that God's still good and he's still got it all in control.
Better tomorrow, this hope.